expectations had she not found her furniture dumped in the front garden. The earlier disappearance of the sun on a glorious July day meant swirling grey clouds had hurled rain over the few possessions from her old life that she wanted in the new one and drenched the lot. Skies now clear of the clouds that had wreaked this havoc, the sun beamed down again and picked out the glint of raindrops still clinging to her plastic-covered furniture as if mocking her late arrival. "It can't be," she thought, bewildered, squinting again as she took in the series of shapes scattered around the garden and pushed her sunglasses back over her head to get a better look. But it was. Annie gave a moan as she recognised the remains of her furniture in the long grass, looking remarkably like an unfinished art installation. She didn't know whether to ring her so-called removal men or the Tate Gallery as she dived into her handbag for her phone. She tried the driver's number 3 times before realising there was no signal. Crossly, she climbed out of her Mini and marched towards the house, weeds spilling onto the path and soaking her legs as she strode past. Aside from the new lawn furniture that she'd have to find a way of removing soon, the cottage was much as she remembered, nestled in an uncharacteristically overgrown garden, the old weeping willow in the back sending shadows through the sunshine over the roof and giving the house its name. The unmistakable scent of damp, clean country air hit her senses immediately, and she breathed deeply, eyes closed as half-forgotten memories of endless days playing outdoors tumbled into her mind. Almost unwillingly, Annie opened them again, peering at the house as she pushed thoughts of childhood away. She remembered Molly telling her the cottage was built of sandstone, which gave the building a lovely, creamy glow that had begun to fade into a muddy grey. It had been winter, 2 years ago, when she was here last, and Annie was surprised to see how worn and unloved the cottage appeared, and not just because of the state of the garden. She saw a note pinned to the front door and snatched at it, reading it quickly. It was from the men with the van, apologising for leaving in a hurry, but no longer able to wait for her to arrive with a key. She sighed. It was hardly their fault she had been held up on the motorway and hadn't been able to connect the call to let them know. She crumpled the note between her fingers, realising that her old life was beginning to seem less chaotic than the new one, and wondered how she would make a home in this place. She was starting to wish she hadn't come to Thorndale at all, but didn't know where else she might be able to mend her spirits. Staring forlornly at the heavy lifting she'd have to do, Annie decided instead to head to the village first to pick up some sustenance before she started. She knew she'd be in desperate need of food, and wine, by the time she was done moving everything into the cottage, and would rather make the trip now to have supplies as motivation for later. Better to take the car as well, even if it was less than half a mile away, rather than carry it all back if she bought more than one bottle, which seemed likely. As she drove back into the village she had just passed through, Annie couldn't help thinking how everything seemed smaller than she remembered it. Thorndale was busy with visitors now that the rain had died away. Parents were half-heartedly trying to keep eyes on children racing around the village green, while pensioners climbed slowly onto a noisily rumbling coach hovering awkwardly on the high street. A brisk, narrow river ran between the green and the high street, and people were sitting on picnic blankets or coats on the damp grass, eating ice cream or leaning back to sunbathe, faces tilted to the sun. Annie saw that the post office still survived, but an art gallery had replaced the tiny garage with its single petrol pump, and people were staring through the windows in search of a masterpiece or a bargain. The small tea room looked much the same, except for extra seating outside and a sign advertising ice cream from a local dairy farm. Beyond the centre of the village, Annie spotted a tall, square church tower peering down on everything else, and the canopies of the ancient trees surrounding the vicarage she knew was tucked amongst them. She drove alongside the green, overlooked by pretty terraced cottages and a row